Blog Talk Radio.
Expect the unexpected. Seeing before you know it, his covenant's not in vain. Once his promises start showing, so put your faith in motion. Praise him before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio, so come and listen in. It's Covenant Cafe. Come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic laces in the building for the moms and pops and children. Ushers, pastors, musicians, listen and pay attention. Expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I'll believe whatever he says. So glorify his name, he's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
And we're back. It's yet another Sunday. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a blessing. It seems weeks to seem like they're going out pretty fast, rather fast. Don't you think?
They definitely are. It feels like I just came on the show.
Yeah. It's definitely going fast. We have a lot in store for you guys today. We have, of course, we're going to open up with a word. Of course, we're going to have our interviews, some fantastic interviews, some Bible facts. We got so much sports. I mean, we got everything, man. We just putting together a fantastic show for everybody to enjoy, you know, so. Before we get into everything, Poetic, what's our word for today?
All right, so our word for today, it should hit deep. I'm believing it will. Our word today comes from James 2:14-17, and it basically reads as this: What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have work? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them anything which are needed for their body, what is the profit? Thus also, faith by itself, it does not have works, is dead. So the thing that's so powerful about this, the whole thing is saying faith without works is dead. So what James is basically saying, if you come across somebody, he's breaking down like the metaphor, the equivalent of faith without works is dead. So this is what he's saying. You not putting actions behind your faith, this is what it's just like. You come across a brother or a sister, she's butt naked and she has not eaten in days. And you see her and she's hurting, and all you say is, it'll be all right. Go ahead and go your way. She's going to leave you still naked, still hungry, and why should she even believe it's going to be okay when you didn't even show no kind of action towards her? That's the equivalent of not putting actions behind your faith. So let's make it deeper so we can touch home with everybody. Oh, but God going to bless me. God going to bless me. And then you go home and you don't do nothing. You don't put in no work. You at the altar praying. You do all this praying and praise and everything like that, but you don't do anything to be blessed. God going to give me a job, but you don't fill out applications. Are you serious? Oh, God can give me a degree, but you don't study your books. You don't go to class. This is how deep it is. Faith without works is dead. Oh, God going to fix my marriage, but you don't go home and spend time with your wife or husband. Are you serious? Faith without works is dead. And this is what James is telling us today in the book of James. He's telling us about how we have to put actions behind our faith. Now, y'all think that's deep. You should have heard how my pastor ripped it out today in church. So But this is the reality of the situation if we all just really think about it. Faith without works is dead. You can't just see God going to do this, that, and the third for me, and then you go home and do nothing?
Nothing.
Come on. And then you get mad at God. God ain't blessing me. Are you serious? Bro, what did you do? The devil busy today. No, you ain't put your faith in works.
Well, you're absolutely right. And also, people like to shout a lot of cliches and sayings and things, and they actually not doing anything, you know.
Right.
So a lot of people just like quoting verses. Quoting things to make themselves seem so up on the pedestal.
Right.
And really, they're not up that high up on the pedestal.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
we all need to be mindful of the things that we're actually saying, because one day someone's going to come up to you and say, what do you mean by that?
Mm.
And then you're not going to know what to say because you're so busy just quoting stuff and not knowing what's going on.
And that's so real, because it's like it's easy to play church, to be honest with you. I can come on here and, you know, thou shalt not, and the Holy Spirit just led me to say this, and the anointing on them is so thick, and come on, man, why are you playing church? What are you really doing? Are you putting work behind your faith? You said God's going to bless you with this job. Did you fill out resumes? Have you prepped yourself? Did you even go to the interview with a shirt and tie? Like, what are you doing to go along, you know, because God gave us, he gave us free will. You know, that's what everybody likes to say. God gave us free will. God know my heart. All this and that. Well, are you walking in righteousness? Are you walking towards the faith and desire the way that he led you to go to do this on this assignment? Because he provides us with resources as well. And he gave us wisdom and understanding and knowledge to seek.
Wisdom and understanding. We must understand. But you know what? Okay, I'm going to take it here.
No, go ahead.
A lot of people get confused about knowledge.
Talk to them.
A lot of people get confused about knowledge. Just because you are older, or just because you are an elder in the church, or just because you're a deacon in the church, don't mean you know everything.
And we
get so caught up in what we call titles because someone gave us a title in the church. The usher, you try to come in the church, they hold you back about 5-10 minutes long after the prayer. Like, hold on, you just wait right here. Just wait. Yeah. And so I'll let you in. You can't just come barge it. But he finished praying. No, you just wait. I'll let you in. I'm the usher. I'm usher board number 3. Okay? Just because you have a title doesn't mean you know everything. You may be a pastor. God is not done with none of us yet. So because you're the pastor, you don't know everything. A lot of people get caught up in the pastor, the person, and not the word.
That is a problem. That is definitely the problem. When the man is exalted over the word, over God, over Christ, over the Savior, we have a problem. We definitely – go ahead, man. You got it.
No, I'm done. I mean, because I see it all the time. I see it all the time, bro. It happens in so many arenas in our life, even in your everyday work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyday work, you go to work. And there may be somebody that's there, you know, maybe been there a little bit longer than you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have this air about them, like, okay, look, I've been here longer, so I know this is right or this is wrong. You know,
That happens. Yeah, that something does happen.
It's a lot of people get caught up in titles. You know, I am this and I am that. I am. Sound like you're doing a lot of self-gloating there.
Self-gratification.
Self-gratification. I don't mean to say gloat, but I mean, yeah, that's what it is. People, I mean, like I said, especially in the church, and then like, and what happens is if someone's not familiar with going to church, and then when they start going to church and they seeing these behaviors, there's no different than behaviors out in the street.
True.
Oh, another thing, one more thing, and then we can move on. The belonging to a specific church.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear what people say about that one. You know, how people say, this is my church, or I'm a part of this church, and they look at their church better than other people. You know, everybody else's church. This is my church. Our church got money. This church, we got money in this church. You know, stuff like that, kind of. I think it's very interesting, though, and actually I need to do a little bit more research because everybody, you know, there's so many churches, which has now become a business, and everybody belongs to a certain church. You know what I mean? It's like teams or something, you know. I don't know. I think it's kind of weird because it's the word of God that you're seeking, not membership in a church. I don't know. I guess that's just what that's just the way I feel. You know, if someone has any rebuttals or anything like that, shoot us on a chat line and we can talk about it or call us. Because I think it's very interesting because I kind of paid attention to it, like, today in church. Like, we usually do announcements, and then we have our guests, you know, speak or whatnot. And then people, okay, I'm from this church or I belong to this church. You know, I think, that is correct in some format, some form or fashion. But at the same time, there are a lot of people take that to the next level in belonging to something. You know, it's like we've actually had incidents where we had other churches come to our church and they seem so separate because they're from another church, although they're in our building. Sometimes we have some people that come in and it's really nasty. You know, it's just like, this is not a game, you know. This is my church, but although we come to visit y'all, we don't have to eat with y'all. We don't have to sit with y'all. We sit over here. Y'all over here, we just there for our pastor. You know? So I think that's pretty interesting. You know, we need to kind of take a dive in and see that belonging to, where did that shift go from, you know, way back in the day when it was all about just praising God as opposed to I belong to this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would love to find out where did that shift happen, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all have the answer to that question, y'all can always give us a call here at 718-766-4553. You know, because, I mean, we have questions. We love answers, you know.
True.
You know. But we'll go ahead and move on. So we have some interesting current events. What do you have for us today?
All right, this one kind of blew my mind. Because every time I turn on the news, sometimes when I log on the internet, I always see a bonehead story about how Facebook got somebody arrested. This dude
21-year-old Michael James was arrested because he had pictures of guns and weed. You know, I always see this, and I'm tired. Like, you know, whatever. But this story right here, I promise y'all, it's a wower. So two brothers, the Heyer brothers, were released today after being in jail for 25 years. So this is what it is. The two brothers, they were convicted of murder, of murdering a drug dealer in 1987. And they've been there since. And they were recently freed after a Facebook posting where witnesses began to come forward afterwards stating, oh, this is one of them that really caught my attention. The shooters weren't white, they were black. That set off to where everyone started, you know, coming forward. Like, you know what, they weren't doing it. They didn't do it. They just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. The Hires brothers were mistaken. So I'm really tripping, like, wow, 25 years, hard time, 25 years. And after a Facebook post, things got set right.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I kind of watched the story a little bit, and I was watching them talk, and it was – You can see the pain on them. Like, we've been saying for 25 years that we were innocent. 25 years we're innocent, but y'all didn't believe us. And it took a Facebook post for witnesses to come forward and say, you know what, they were with me that night. Oh, no, I didn't see them there. They just so happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Mistaken identity. 25 years and a Facebook post.
Wow.
It's tough, but, you know, I bless God that the truth, you know, the word says the truth will come free. It's going to set you free. And the truth did set them free. You know, it
came,
you know,
at
I'm
a,
thankful that free.
It came at a high cost. And you,
yeah,
you think that our justice system is better than the Facebook. These people spend years and years in, like, schools to become a lawyer.
Mm.
To become a lawyer, you're charging $200 or $300 an hour to defend me, and I end up going to jail. And because some people, I end up going to jail, and some people on Facebook, I didn't even pay. They helped me get me free. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Hold on. We have somebody on the line. Hold on 1 second here. Caller, you are on the air. 757-305-5660.
Yeah, thank you for putting my number out there. Anyone can call.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very good friend of mine. This is a very good friend of mine. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much, man. This is the first time.
After short narrow, Ray Williams. Let me tell you something about this guy. I had to say your number because people be hanging up, they be calling and hanging up and get scared and stuff like that. So so now that you're out there, now you're going to get
Lamont, before you go on, Lamont, before you go on, Ray, can you please give us your social security, your address, and the rest of your information so we can get that identity up out you?
Absolutely not.
What is going on? Hey. So can you help us about what actually we were talking about, belonging to a specific church? Can you give us some insight on that?
I really don't know exactly where it all started, man. I can see, like, how things have changed with people having disagreements with other people. And it caused a divide. You know, that's how you get the First Baptist and members leave that church and get a Second Baptist. Interesting thing I found out was that if you Google, even right now, if you Google denomination, it really means something that appears to be like a thing, but it's not the same. And that really draw my attention. And really what it is it's preventing us from being what we're called to be, as in the body of Christ, because you have people fellowshipping from different churches, but they're right across the street from each other and don't speak. And it's a great division that has been caused because of that. And, and so if we're not effective within ourselves, that is why the world is so chaotic as it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we really understand that we are the body of Christ, we would handle things differently within the body. Like, if your foot is hurting, you're not going to curse your foot. You're not going to do anything to make it hurt even more. You're going to pray for your foot, and you're going to pray healing upon your foot and do whatever and nurse it and take care of it to get back to right. And the same thing with my brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters in Christ, when we see them going through some things, if we are not ministering to them out of a spirit of love, then we shouldn't say anything regardless. Because as I was saying about, you know, the jail system and stuff like that, penalty is not effective. That's why there's repeat offenders. The punishment is not effective. You know what I'm saying? It really, we need to operate more so out of a spirit of love and really allow God to change us and spend more time with us. I mean, you know, spend more time with Him, you know? And that's when we will start to change ourselves, because you become who you hang around the most. You know what I'm saying? So it really boils down to coming together and realizing that we are a body of Christ, and handling that effectively, and so we can change the world. Like, what was it? Where it says, it is my people who are called by my name. He said His people. He didn't say the world. He said His people, you know, His chosen people. Mm-hmm. They're called by my name, and they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. And we're blaming stuff on the world. We're blaming the world because of the chaos, when really the fault is on ourselves. I don't know.
That was some good stuff, man. We might have to have you out as our third member every Sunday, man. We got to pull you on. I mean, that's not if you're not going to be in Hollywood and stuff like that. I saw your trailer.
You know, put the man business out there now, so we know how to get him.
he was in can you tell us about the picture that you was just in that we saw, I saw the trailer online?
Homeland. Showtime.
Yeah, so this guy's going to be featured, I guess not featured. Are you doing background?
Yeah, some background work.
He's a famous background artist.
Good stuff. That's good stuff.
Catch me doing the two-step.
Yeah, but Ray is definitely a good guy, very talented. I was in a play with him earlier this year, What a Woman Won't Do for Love, which is a gospel stage play. And I cast him in another play that we as a one act play. Was very, very funny. And I'm trying to think of the name of it. I'm drawing a blank because it was Blind Woman's Blow, Cheating Death. And he played the paranoid guy, and he was excellent.
Thank you.
No, you were the question.
I'm a great director.
Yeah, you had all the questions. Yeah, the ideal guy. That's what it was, the ideal guy. He was pretty good, very good. You know what? Since we don't have any money for this guy, know what we're going to give him?
Yeah, good stuff. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So when you see me out there, don't ask me any more money. I'm just going to give you applause. Keep moving.
Okay.
But no, I really appreciate it, Ray, for your input, man. I mean, that that is very that's a very good input, because we are so used to going to our churches and saying, this is our church, this is my church, this is the church I attend, and it's not really about the actual meat and potatoes, what you're actually supposed to be, what it's supposed to be about.
Right.
And, yeah, and that's pretty good stuff. But I appreciate it. You're going to stay tuned, because we got some more stuff coming up, man.
Yeah, okay. Not a problem.
All right. All right. I appreciate you listening.
All is well. All
right, bro.
Not a problem. All right.
All right. Give him another round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. The Thespian, Ray Williams. Yeah. So
those are some good people.
Huh?
I said, those are some good people. They're always clapping and nice to our audience. And this is great.
But you know what? That was some good stuff, though. Think about Googling denomination.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah, a lot. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it, man, it was just, you know, crazy misunderstandings or, like, falling outs. You know, like, we say we're the church, like, we're just one church in the city, and the next thing you know, they think we should be more about baptizing. Other ones are more like, no, we shouldn't do that. We need to be more of speaking in tongues, and no, these curtains should be here, and no, this curtain should be here, and then that's when you have a rift. So then you got a group of people, they leave, and then they form their own church, and then we're this denomination, because we focus on this. Not that. And then it starts off from like a disagreement. Christ didn't come here saying, y'all be over there, y'all be here, y'all be here, y'all do this, da 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 da. Like, we're supposed to be one body. But, you know, this is what we're dealing with.
A lot of people get caught up in it, though. That's so,
right.
You know, so amazing to me. And nobody really pays attention to the real deal, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
it comes, I really believe that it comes a lot because we have grabbed hold of the world in some sense. Like we adjusted ourselves to the world ways, because the world is doing it this way, so we bring those ways into the church and we try to incorporate it with God's laws. So then that's when the problem forms. You know, we in the world, it's like it's about self. You got self-entitlement. So then you try to bring that in the church, and you realize that you're not getting special treatment, or you're not getting all the fame, or whatever it is. Your title doesn't mean nothing. Then you go somewhere else, and you try to start your own organization where you become the leader, and everybody respects you. So it's like worldly ways in the church will not mix.
Okay, and then what about the clamoring for position within the church itself? Like I was saying earlier about, you know, you have the usher boards, the different ministries. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, there in the church, now this is, and you know, it's protocol. You have, you know, it's like you have your bylaws. You have different protocols that people must abide by, as far as like the ushers, they guide you to the seats, because they're going to make sure that there's a peace level. Like, okay, they know all these seats are full. And on top of this, the Holy Spirit has led the usher to sit you here next to this person, because you might have a joyful spirit on you and this person might be depressed. So your spirit is to rub off on them and to encourage them. Or you might be a praiser and the usher might sit you next to somebody who doesn't praise. So your praising is going to uplift them and they may begin to praise. Like, these are the little things that happen behind scenes as far as spiritual warfare goes. So there are, you know, protocols to follow as far as, you know, the ushers might guide you and the deacons do this, and these people, they sit here because they are the elders in training. And da-da-da. I mean, you have that going, you know, protocol. I mean, it's order. You have order. You know, that's not the downfall. It's just the fact that when that title consumes you, when you feel like you are self-entitled, when you are, because you have this certain title and you just run away with it, that's when the problem, you know, when it's, you're no longer a person in Christ, you are such and such. You're no longer a servant. You have a name now, and that's when it's the problem.
Mm-hmm. You know what? So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a song, and when we come back, we're going to discuss some more of this hot topic. You know, we have our format of things, ladies and gentlemen, but sometimes we have to break that format because stuff gets juicy here on Cafe. So I'm going to go to a friend of mine named Luis Valdez. He lives in the Orlando, Florida area. And I played this song here before, and this is something that's really good. It's a really good song. I'm not saying that because of my, you know, my good friends, but it's a very good song. And the name of the song is Praise. He has a website, Luis Valdez. You can go there and download his mixtapes for free. He's not selling them. It's free. Just check it out. But like I said, I'm going to go to this Praise, Luis Valdez, here on the Covenant Cafe. Your host, Lamar Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
I've had some problems, some great and some small. You being God, delivered me from them all. Still can't believe all the way to hell.
So we follow the script like starving actors, battling intense like warring factions, engaging fist to cuff, my soul and mind is. Ain't nothing good about us here, desperately disgusting is what it is. Chose wrong on the regular, conscious decision, toxic collision. Chose the path of least resistance, the broad road, kid. Everybody doing it in a sense, ruined it, decadence, fool with it, common sense, threw it, straddled the fence, cool with it. And even though I was still a fool with it, he died for the kid. Now we got to get the praise. Put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, not for what he did. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, just for who he is. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, not for what he did. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is. Who he is. I ain't worth the nails that penetrated the palms of his hand when he took the place of man. I ain't worth the thorns that pressed against his dome and crowded his vision with deep crimson liquid. I ain't worth the stone that sealed him in the tomb for just a minute, though, cause he busted through that dough. But he did it all for me, now I'm standing free. Ain't no chains holding me, dropped his glory robe, left his holy home, told his pops he'd be right back, had some family snatch. Made himself a little lower just to lure us over to his sturdy shoulder blade. Righteousness was made reachable today. Creation put the creator on the tree. Peace from God and weak. Condemnation, please wipe the slate clean. That's why you heard me sing. Praise. Put your hands up. Tell him how incredible he is. Not for what he did. Praise. Put your hands up. Tell him how incredible he is. Just for who he is. Praise. Put your hands up. Tell him how incredible he is. Not for what he did. Praise. Put your hands up. Tell him how incredible he is.
I'm an heir to the throne, air walking home, home where the air is fresh like fat laces, filled with friendly faces, lead season nations. I'ma see him in the few, got something to do, got to see the beast from the tribe of Judah, lamb that was slain, the God man, man, what stranger in the land, grafted in the fam, after the master plan, my name's in the book of the lamb.
Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, not for what he did. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, just for who he is. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, not for what he did. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, just for who he is. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, not for what he did. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, just for who he is. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, not for what he did. Praise, put your hands up, tell him how incredible he is, just for who he is.
Praise by Luis Valdez. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with the Covenant Cafe.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Evan from 2103.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
Man, what up, what up?
It's good to hear from you. Hey, you know what, man? Before we get into all the juicy stuff that, boy, the ladies are going to discuss with you, that 313 area code, I like that area code. You know why? That's my hometown. I'm from the D. What side of town?
Well, actually, I'm from all parts of the town. I've lived everywhere in the city right now, east side.
Okay. Well, I grew up on northwest side over by Greenfield. I'm going to give you the square mile area. Greenfield, Puritan, 6 Mile, and Southfield Freeway. I live right there by Quarry Elementary School.
How long were you here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian,
where'd you go to high school?
No, I graduated from Cooley High School in 90-something.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So it's good. It's good to talk to people from home. It's good. Holding it down up there.
Yes, sir, man. Just in a positive light here in the city and giving back when we can, and we're not here as much as we used to be, but we're still based here, so. It's home.
Awesome.
Detroit will always be home.
Oh, you got that right. You drink any Faygos lately?
No, I haven't had any Faygo in a while. I'm on this no pop, no acid thing. But you remind me, I want a good Faygo red pop and some better made chips.
Oh, there you go. You know what? Before you start,
the watermelon now later.
Oh, wow. Hey, you know what? Before you start, we got to give you this, and then once we finish with giving you this right here, boy, the lady is going to take over from here. There you go.
Is that applause?
Yes.
Well, thank you, thank you.
It's recession proof. So, it's on me. I'm not from the D, but I got love for y'all. Just let me throw that out there. I was born in Compton, California. And I've been around the States, but right now I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, we just left there.
Oh, where?
Yeah, we were there last week. We were at the
Potter
House. Somebody
told me. I heard. I'm tripping. Did you like it? How'd you like it?
It was nice. I had a good view from my hotel room. I don't know what body of water I was looking at, but it was like a bridge and like all these buildings. It was kind of dope.
You probably were downtown Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But before I even go into it, man, I want to just commend you on, being a man of God, being young and really going hard, man. Round of applause, we gave you that, man. I'm honored to be speaking with you right now, not because of your success on earth, but because of who you are as a child of God, as a man of God. So I commend you, bro. Keep doing that. You feel me?
Praise God. I appreciate that, and I will.
Yes, sir. So, all right, now let's get to it. Now, first thing foremost, man, I pretty much see that you've been through a lot, man. You lost your father and your mother pretty much in the same span of time in some sense. And I want your testimony. I want to know what was that drive? What was that push? How did you continue to strive in the midst of so much turmoil? Because we have an audience of people that's hurting. Man, I'm from an urban background to where it's like we don't see hope. We don't know how to keep pushing. So what can you tell us right now, like climbing the ladder and pushing for success to do something that God called you to do, yet there's so much pain going on around you?
well, I can't take any credit, you know, for it. I mean, the majority of it, I would definitely say, I just kind of look to the grace of God. You know, the grace of God enables us to do things that we can't do on our own. And, you know, the Holy Spirit, He's the great comforter. So He absolutely, He came into my situation and just, He's been there. And so I feel like it's my duty to give my gift and my life back to Him, because most of the people that I've been through, the things that I've been through, and I'm not by any means trying to glorify my struggle, because there are a lot of people that I've been through things worse than I have. So, you know, and I totally understand that when I minister. But my parents, you know, they totally instilled this this sense of ambition, this sense of drive, this sense of hope and focus in my sister and I since we were kids. So my mother, she passed first. She passed of MS. And, you know, I was really close with my mom, and especially being a product of divorce and the single parent home, and, you know, you having to step up where dad, you know, dropped the ball a little bit. So for her to pass, it was absolutely devastating watching her go from my mama, who was popping, to almost childlike, you know, and being there and still trying to be on the road and still trying to graduate from college. All those things was really hard for me, but it definitely was God. It definitely was my support group, my family. And knowing what the alternative was for me, I know the alternative was to quit everything and do nothing. And I really couldn't see myself doing that. So it was, okay, we're going to push through this. We're going to, you know, it's going to be okay. People, you know, you experience loss, maybe not at such a young age, but, you know, I'll see her again, and that's my hope. So dealing with that, and then 18 months later, my father passing, we found out he had brain cancer in January, and he passed in May on Mother's Day. So for me, it was absolutely devastating. I can't even lie. You know, there was a period where I went through a huge depression. Like, I didn't want to get out of the bed. I didn't feel like going to minister and tell anybody about the goodness of Jesus, because I didn't see it, you know, in my life. But it's something about worshiping, and something about just having a relationship with God for myself. I understood that the trials and the things that I was going through, it wasn't just for me. It would be so that I could have opportunities like today and tonight to speak and to encourage someone. And out of that, God birthed songs and, you know, it's, you know, things that I never thought that I would, you know, be able to write or say, or, you know, all those things have come birth out of that pain. So, you know, I'm not pleased, and I'm not like, oh, well, my trials made me stronger, and that's a lot. You know, I'll never lie to anyone and say that that was where I was. You know, I was devastated, but I understand now that God does all. He does all things well, and it's His sovereignty that I totally respect. And I'm just thankful that I'm on the other side, you know, I'm on the other side of that valley now, and I can look back and say, well, I had my parents. They were a blessing to me. That I can do to honor them is to continue to go forth.
You know what? That's definitely, amen. Before you go on, Lace, I'd like to say this. I'd like to commend you. I'm not going to even do the applause, because that would diminish what was actually happening here. Because it is so easy to, you know, go the other route. You know what I mean? It's just so easy. Okay, look, I don't have my parents. So everything's going wrong for me right now. I just can't have – and then for that tragedy to happen – on Mother's Day, which is a significant day, because, you know, you were without your mom. So
yeah, I was already grieving. So
you're already grieving. So that, I mean, it kind of adds to what was going on in your life, and I definitely commend you for pushing along and continuing to honor your, you know, your mom and your dad by pushing forth. You know, I'm sorry. I just had to say that, because there's there's so many people out here that go the wrong way for lesser things than that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, some people are like, well, man, I lost my job. Well, I might as well just give up, you know?
Yeah.
And they have everything around them still. Whereas you lost some significant pillars in your life and you still pushed on and you still being honest and saying, hey, it wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we definitely commend you that.
Well, praise God, man. I totally think we do. We do people a disservice, especially in the body, when we minimize, you know, what we've been through. We minimize the struggle,
mm-hmm.
and we just automatically say, "Oh well, I'm delivered now, and that's not what I used to do." Or, "Oh, I'm saved now, and God is awesome." And of course, God is awesome. Those things never change. But you know, sometimes I need to know that you didn't always have it right. I need to know that it was hard for you, and then I can that much more appreciate where you are now if I knew that it wasn't so great for you before. And I think a lot of times we in the body we don't do that, and so I've promised that I would share that.
Mm. And you really just took the words out of my mouth, man, because I know that's a sensitive subject. I've dealt with similar things. Me being 24, I've been through a lot too. And but I really wanted you to share with so the audience can really see that, you know, you're still human and this is what we go through, this is what we can go through. When we say go through, we don't end up in a struggle and just stay there. We get
right
through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I definitely wanted you to share with because my spirit was already showing me that you was going with it. So I want to come off of that. What does 2103 stand for?
Okay, 2103. Stands for the date in which we were put together by Pajam, that being Paul Allen, Walter Kearney, and Jay Moss, January 21st, 2003. And now as you make me say that, I can't believe that we've almost been together for 10 years. Like we were in high school when we started. So it's been a good minute. And then it's also scripturally based, Genesis, Psalms, and Revelations, chapter 21, verse 3.
That's what it is. I knew somebody I wanted to know. So how did y'all meet? You know, I want to hear something funny. Like, how did y'all meet? How did this happen?
It was kind of like a making a band situation. Like, we did it before it was on TV. Or it just wasn't a reality show. But, you know, like, somebody knows somebody that knows somebody. And I happen to be leading the youth praise team at my church. I go to Straight Gate International Church in Detroit. And I didn't know that Paul Allen of Pajam went to my church. I just was serving. And that's what I always tell people, like, be faithful at home. Just serve. Because you know, the Bible says your gift will make room for you. It'll place you before kings.
Right.
Great men. And I was just doing my part. And this lady comes up to me after church. And she's like, hey, young man, come with me real quick. And I actually thought she wanted me to carry the box that was in her arms. I reached out for the box. She's like, come with me to this car. And I'm like, okay. I knew who she was, Sister Allen, but I didn't put it together. So I go over to this truck, and it's this man sitting in the car. He says, hey, this is my husband. He's a producer, and you have 30 seconds to sing your best song. So I kind of looked at her like, what? And then my other part of my mind was, okay, everybody's a producer. Like, okay, I don't care. Okay, but I said, well, hey, just sing. So I sang in the parking lot. And he just gave me that industry look, just kind of like he wasn't fazed. And then about an hour later, he's like, give me a phone number. Do you want to sing? I'm like, yeah, I want to sing. But in my mind, I had kind of given up on that dream. I never thought it would happen. So I was like, yeah, I want to sing. He's like, you ever thought about being in a group? And I was like, no, yeah, whatever. And so he called me an hour later, and I didn't know it, but when he called me on three-way. It was Jay Moss and Karen Cartier on the other line, but I didn't know that. I didn't find out until later. So I'm out with my friends, and he's like, hey, where are you? I'm like, I'm out eating with my friends. He says, okay, go outside real quick. Hey, sing that song you just sung for me in the parking lot. And so I sang it over the phone. All I heard was screaming, and then they hung up. About a week later, I was at auditions for 2103. So that's how it happened for me. Torrance, Walter of Pajam went to his church, and then Pajam's assistant knew Torrance could sing, so they asked him to audition. And then when I got there, it was just other guys that had already, you know, auditioned and had been in a group, and they weeded us down, you know, through choreography and singing and dancing to 2103. That's
it. Was. I could tell. I could tell. So we're about to go into one of your songs, Incredible. Before we go into it, can you give us some, give us something about the song? What inspires you on the song, or what's the background on this song, Incredible?
Okay. Incredible was written by Paul and Jay Moss, Paul Allen and Jay Moss. It's off of our last album, Evolve from Boyz II Men. And the song is just basically says, you know, you're the God of my strength and my needs, and you know, the miracles and what I want, you've given them all to me, God. So you're incredible. You're awesome. You're amazing. I don't know how you do the things that you do. And because of that, you're incredible.
That's great. That's awesome. So what we're going to do is go ahead and go into the song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Incredible. Here on the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And we're going to bring 2103 back after this song.
So incredible, so incredible to me.
Strength. Imagining life, how did I get here? How do I stay when it ends? What will you say? Engulfed in the fire, submerged by the flood, I'm nestled in your love. That's so incredible.
Incredible.
Oh, you are so incredible.
powerful. Beautiful.
Very powerful.
Very good.
Now, my infamous question for all the writers, songwriters that come on the show, I know your inspiration, but when are the times that you decide to sit down and write? Is it more so in the morning, afternoon, or whenever it hits you, or what is your writing process like?
It varies, you know, it's kind of, you got to be inspired. You know, there are times where I've sat down, you know, I've gotten tracks, and I'm like, okay. Like when I first started writing, I would say, I'm going to write 2 songs today because I need to practice. But if the songs were turning out whack, so you end up just deleting them. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, it also depends on the genre, too. Like for me, when I'm writing like a gospel song, I'm really, 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 I was telling a friend the other day, I'm really inspired while I'm in church. But it sucks because I'm sitting there listening to the word, but I'll get a song right there, and I'm like, okay, I can't hum it in my phone while he's preaching. Then I don't want to get up and go to the, you know, to the vestibule or the lobby because I'm going to miss some of the word. So I find myself switching back and forth between my Bible app and my notepad, and I'll just, like, write down, like, little phrases. But most of the time, for me, I get melody first before I get lyric. So it's harder for me. I have a little recorder that I keep with me in my backpack, and if I get a melody, I'll hum it in there, and I'll come back to it later. So it just varies. The plan is pretty good for me, too, because you're just sitting there. You're either going to go to sleep or eat some snacks. So you know, I'll write on the plane. But it just varies. There's no set way, I think, you know, people create. You just kind of got to be touched or inspired by a conversation or a melody or something like that.
Oh, wow.
That's what it is. So before we let you go, just the last two questions. What can we expect from 2103 as far as events, projects, singles? What's up? What can we expect? What do we have to look forward to?
Okay, well, we're currently on like a promo tour with Jay Moss. His new album just came out and it's still number one in the country. Praise God. Been going basically to all the cities he's been going to, opening up for him, and then sometimes accompanying him on background. We've done a lot this year, you know, glory to God. We were on the McDonald's tour with Fred Hammond, Canton Jones, Myron Butler, Jay Moss, and I'm leaving somebody out. Oh, Byron Cage. And so, you know, we're really on the road a lot, and in between that, we're trying to really get into this new album. We should have a single by us by October and a new album hopefully by like February. And currently right now I have a mixtape that's out on my official site, evanamiri.com. It's also on noisetrade.com, and it's basically me reworking some gospel songs, some R&B songs, and some like Christian contemporary songs, and it's kind of like how you would hear me individually outside of the group. And it's a free download, so I encourage, you know, I've been tweeting the link. You can get it from 2103's Twitter, which is twitter.com/2103, not 03, it's the letter 03, and my personal Twitter, @evanamiri.com. So, yeah, I encourage everybody to do that, and y'all can, you know, I appreciate if you guys would download it. You can play whatever you want, whenever you want. It's free music. Just being a, you know, kind of being a blessing, and a lot of times being a gospel artist, and just being an artist period, you don't get to totally express the totality of your creative gift and your ministry if you wait for an album to come out just every 2 years, and if you're trying to please radio or please this label. So this project was basically me saying, well, there's more stuff I want to say, but I don't have another album coming out for 9 months, so here you go. Or it's you know, I really like that country song, and I really can sing that country song really good, but y'all wouldn't know that because you only hear me sing the gospel song. So it's kind of just you know, stretching and allowing people to just hear the different sides as a writer, as a vocalist, and so that's happening. New 2103 music coming soon. We're still on the road,
on this weekend. We'll be in Richmond and Alabama. I think we'll be in Tuskegee, Alabama this weekend in Richmond, Virginia. And as always, you know, just, you know, on YouTube, our YouTube channel, youtube.com/2103TV, 2103TV. And just be on the lookout, man. We're really open to whatever God would have us to do. And we've been blessed to have the opportunity for our gifts and talents to be unveiled, kind of like an onion. You know, a lot of times when artists come out, it's like, boom, and you just get everything. But with us, you know, there are layers. And as our ministry progresses, you'll get more of those layers. You'll get our, you know, our acting, and we have musical theater experience and more writing for other artists. And currently I'm in the process of writing songs for a couple of the Sunday Best contestants. They haven't figured out who's won this year already, but for songs for them. So just really excited about all those projects.
Definitely proud of you, bro. Keep up the good work. And we definitely be talking to you again, and looking forward to more of your fantastic, wonderful music.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate that.
And before you go, we definitely got to give you this recession-proof gift. Thank you for taking your time.
Chocolate at our gift,
bro. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, you take care.
All right, have a good night. All right,
you too.
Yeah, peace.
Wow, incredible, incredible guy.
Incredible, real cool, down to earth. That's what's up.
Yeah, and that's
what I like about the show, as far as, because it gives the audience a chance to see, like, your favorite artist, the artist that the audience likes. It's like, they're actually people. They are real people. They have real feelings. They're cool, you know, collective. Not real bougie, none of that. Just, they're here.
None of that at all. And actually, before we go, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, we have to pay our bills. So we're going to go into a commercial break. And actually, after that, we're going to get into the poetry spot, featuring your host, Poetic Lady. And he always has something great to say. So
yes.
Stay tuned on stay tuned to the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamont Ferguson. And
Poetic Lace.
Attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
This is the Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess. a poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Take things out of time and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind. This is the D Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Flow it free into the universe. Take things out of time and speak in new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Flow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Flow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind. Dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now, it's a dime. Flow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine line, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to flow it free. Now, leave me. This is the D Poetry Spot.
This is the Covenant Cafe, your host Lamont Ferguson, and we actually about to get into some poetry with your man, Poetic Lace, here on the Covenant Cafe. We definitely appreciate you guys listening and to our show here, so we definitely appreciate that. Sorry about the delay. There were some technical issues going on here on the Covenant Cafe, but hey, the devil is a liar. Ain't that right, Lace?
He always is.
He always is. So what do you have fantastical for us today?
So today, I have something cute. Simple as that. I have entitled it because I recently wrote it. And this is just something cute to put a smile on my girlfriend's face. And I decided to share it with y'all because there's still a message inside of it. All right. Here we go. I want to take it slow. No need to rush forever. But we're in too deep. Somebody pulled the lever. Are we falling? I think we're falling. Gravity is pushing fast. I know we're falling. 5 years turned to life in a moment's blink. We finish each other's sentences before anyone can think. We both drank a cup of blood just to show it's real. As Jesus says, y'all need to part, then we're going to peel. We love God more than ourselves, and that's the beauty. Our foundation's like a diamond, so keep your rubies. Keep your jewels, keep your gems, and keep your pearls. I'm a one-woman man, so keep your girls. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So I sing thankful praises to the highest king. I never thought that God would give me such a great blessing. I can truly testify that real love is worth all the testing. And that's it.
You won't make me have to say something, because then my wife's probably listening to this and saying, man.
That's what we got to do every now and then, you know, for that person, that special person that the Lord has put in your life that's growing long term. You know, you have to show them your affection, that you care, a little stuff to make them smile, keep them happy. Because even though we're busy grinding and this and that, you know, I'm very, very thankful that the Lord has put this woman in my life to, you know, to keep me on the trail of righteousness and also to be there for me when I'm hurting. You know, so we got to show our gratitude.
Definitely. That's a big shout out to my wife of 10 years.
Straight up.
Cynthia Ferguson. It goes out to you. Yeah, that's what he said, what he just said. I could put those words together, but it's like eating alphabet soup. You got to try to put the letters together.
Mm-hmm.
Or the letters on your refrigerator, kind of form the words and stuff. Yeah, that goes out to you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, Poet Lace, have a song, Better Days. Can you tell us about Better Days before we go into Better Days?
Yeah, Better Days is exactly what it's saying. Better Days are ahead. This song is, I wrote this song basically during some of my darkest times, but it showed me, after writing it, I saw that my darkest times were leading me to better days. And I had to go, it's darkest, it's always darkest before dawn. So when it hits its peak at the late hour, the sun is coming up right behind it. So basically better days is showing that we go through these dark periods to prepare us for the light, so we can handle the light when it comes.
You know what? That is so profound. Well, I do have something to say about that. Now, are we ready for better days? Although we ask for it, are we really ready for better days?
That's a really good question.
You know, because, you know, he gives us what we ask for, but not in the fashion that we think we're going to get it.
Right.
But when it comes, you know, are we really ready for better days? You know, here on Earth, yes, of course. Better days meaning, oh, man, I'm going to be caught up with with my bills, or I'm going to be having a very nice job here shortly, better days. But the real better days, oh, my God. You know what? That's another, that's a whole other show right there.
It is.
But, however, we're going to get into better days. And you do have a video for this, right?
No, not yet, but it is on the way. It definitely is.
The one that you have the video for is, what's the name of that one?
Oh, The Way Out and Broken Wings and Can't We Get Away. But
yeah,
I think you're talking about The Way Out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was pretty dope. But this song here, ladies and gentlemen, your co-host, Poetic Lace, he's got this very, 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 very hot track up here called Better Days. You're listening to Covenant Cafe. So check this out. Better Days.
I know it's getting hard out there. It's hard to look up while everything is crashing down. But if you would just hold on, I promise it'll be better.
I feel the light come when the sun goes. Try to guide you the one that he chose. Keep your head up, the days are gonna get better. Said it is just the intro to a love letter. Underdog, I wanna talk to ya. Catch your burden on the Lord, he'll walk for ya. I remember when I said, dog, I have a dream. Friends turn to haters easy, up there goes my team. They couldn't see in the dream, I'm the poetic fiend. God gives me the work, I hit it, then I gleam. On the death date of my dad came Poetic Lace. They told me some things have to die to increase your faith. I still can't celebrate, I get to levitate. I gotta serve God before and after I elevate. It's kinda funny how things change in the new range. People acting strange, all the job came. But oh well, God's with us, he won't fail. Stop the fast the devil, walking Christ's trail. He gave us rain for the roaches, swatter for the flies, traps for the rats, yeah, Christ got a bang. I feel the light that comes when the sun goes. Try to guide you, the one that he chose. Keep your head up, the days are gonna get better. Said it is just the intro to a love letter. Feel the light that comes when the sun goes. Try to guide you, the one that he chose. Keep your head up, the days are gonna get better. Said it is just the intro to a love letter. Die young and the bad die old. We gotta be cautious so we don't get fold. I mean the world so cold and the devil so bold. Don't forget at the Bible this was already sold. People
and oats and gold. Leaving bodies of can with maggots and mold. What do I do? What do I say? I'm ripe for better days. Looking for better ways. But at the same time, I got a dodgy bush trade. But through it all, I learned to keep my head up. And if you give up, we'll get your bread up. Kids, smile, you're the future. To the parents, raise them up like a booster. It's so tough for the kids who aren't foster care. Especially when the parent doesn't foster care. Not to mention how quick DCF will take a child. And when the mama fights back, they still keep it foul. No help, she yelps as her heart melts. Praying out to the court, hope her sword fell. Through it all, baby girl, keep your head up. The Lord is with you, and he can raise the dead up. A silver lining comes when the sun goes. Try to guide you, the one that he chose. Keep your head up, the days are gonna get better. Said it is just an intro to a love letter. Silver lining comes when the sun goes. Try to guide you, the one that he chose. Keep your head up, the days are gonna get better. Said it is just an intro to a love letter.
Wow.
Better days.
You know what? That's awesome. Now, mentioning better days, check this out. Do you know people are preparing for doomsday?
Oh, so they ain't even worried about better days. What do you mean they're preparing for doomsday?
They're preparing. But you know what? Before I get into that, everybody is wanting to be in the right place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants better days. But at the same time, we're doing stuff like building homes that prevent us from dying.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying nuke-proof buildings so they won't die. I'm not saying for people to go out, oh, let me go out here and die. But no, I mean, like, you're doing all this preventative stuff for something that's inevitable.
Mm.
So what happened, well, my thing is, in order to make yourself in a better situation, you need to accept God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's how you handle any nuclear war. That's how you handle any doomsday theory, because that's just only going to destroy your earthly body. But where's your soul going? You can't protect it. You can't protect your soul from going to hell. Yes, you can.
Mm.
But you have to put your effort into that instead of the material of protecting your house. Protecting your goods. Your goods is your soul. So protect that. How about that? Let's protect that.
Preach. Preach.
You know. I'm reading these articles. We bring you, current events all the time. And these people are doing some incredible things. Yes, science is an incredible thing, because sometimes, yes, it betters life. Sometimes it don't. But however, you have people out here that's purchasing silos, missile silos. So in event there's a nuclear war, they will be safe in a silo. Now, there is a gentleman, well, there are people just selling these silos. And there's actually a gentleman that's actually selling one of his silos. And if you're interested in purchasing a silo to protect yourself from nuclear war, you have to pay him $1,000 if you're really interested in purchasing the silo. Now, what happens if I'm not really interested? $1,000. Just a look. And his theory is he don't want people to be coming just be sightseeing and wasting his time. So if I am interested in a silo, and I look at your silo, I pay $1,000, and I don't like your silo, I can't even get my money back.
Mm.
Non-refundable. But But I
see,
think.
Go ahead before I say something.
I think the moral behind what I was going to actually get to, just reading this, or I'm not going to even get there, because, ladies and gentlemen, we are in some interesting times here, period. So the thing that you need to protect is your soul, not your house, not your car, not your trophies, not your clothes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because if it's a disaster, do you understand the word disaster? If there's a disaster at that magnitude that you're preparing for, do you realize if it's a nuclear attack, that silo is not going to help you, really, because you're going to go down in the ground into your little silo with your food that's eventually going to run out, and you eventually got to come up to surface. And usually the air takes at least, they say it's 6 or 7 years somewhere in there to clear. So eventually you're going to say you got 6 or 7 years worth of food in your little silo to protect your little life here on your little earth. Come on, man. Let's get real. The real instructions that you need before leaving earth is the Bible. B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what you need. I'm sorry, you go ahead,
All right. This is so much. It's so much that just ran across my mind at one time. And, all right, so you're telling me, all right, first things first, $1,000. I'm going to put down $1,000. And then if I don't want it, I'm looking at it on two ways, because one, that's so, if you want to go by business, like you want to make money by this, all right, and you're cautious about people wasting your time with a tour, but at the same time, it's actually a marketable thing, because charge like $20, you're guaranteed to get people that's going to tour. And then if anybody wants to invest in it but they're not really certain, they are more likely to pay $20 before they pay $1,000 on a purchase that they're not sure of. That's just crazy. That's like me going to a car lot and, all right, you know, I'm going to test you out this car, but I got to put down a down payment first. That doesn't make sense.
No.
That's one, you're just greedy. All right, and then two, the whole thing is about, I never understood why does mankind feel that they can escape the ultimate death. Like the movie 2012. How the hell? Can we say hell on radio? I don't know. I'm sorry, we're not supposed to. I don't know. But anyway, how the hell do you expect that you can escape the apocalypse? You are stronger than God? How? It doesn't make sense. And who? You know what? I'm not even saying no names or nothing, but I'm just saying, how do you get the audacity to feel that man can outsmart the end of time? That doesn't even make sense to me. It's crazy. So, and you got people that's building all these things, preparing for doomsday and all this stuff. It's like, all right, let's just say you can outsmart the end of time. Let's just say you can do it. And you come out, now everybody's dead, grass is gone, animals are dead, there's nothing left. So what have you gained? What was really gained? I don't understand. Why do people seek immortality? I don't understand. Go ahead. What were you about to say? Because I'm going to go off on a tantrum.
No, all I'm saying is people want to keep themselves from dying, period. Okay. Mm. At any means necessary, if you got the money. So if you got the money, you can feel safe, secure. It's like Linus and his security blanket. He carries a blanket everywhere he went. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, if there's a major catastrophe, there's no way out. There's no way out. If God says, hey, it is your time, then it's your time, whether you have a silo or not. Whether you have a doomsday-proof house or not, if it's your time to go, it is your time to take that trip. So now, if it's your time to go, which way are you going? Do you prepare the proper way? You prepare in the proper way by going to Home Depot and buying all these nails and boards and supplies, going to food line or whatever market, buying up all the stuff, Sam's Club, buying up all the food and stuff, stashing it away, preparing for the end of the world. When you really should really prepare for the end of the world in your heart.
Mm. And while you're saying it, that just I just thought about, you know, while you were saying it, it just dawned upon me. You buy the shallow, you get this sound doomsday proof house, you get all the food and everything, and then you mess around and slip and break your back and die. Then what? That's it? You mess around and catch a stroke from all of that, and nobody can help you, and you die. And your soul was never right. Now your soul goes to eternal doomsday.
Exactly.
We got to think past right now.
But they're not really thinking of that, though. They think it because they got the money, they can buy that. They can purchase safety.
Mm.
How can you try to purchase safety? You know, they have, I think it's in Alaska, they have this place where they keeping all of, like seeds. It's this place in Alaska, and they keeping seeds there just in case of a disaster, and they can start to begin to rebuild.
Mm.
Plant crops.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, the end times are coming, and it's been happening for generations upon generations.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own theory of when the end of the world comes. Everybody said come 2000, at the end of 1999, 2000, when that comes in, that's going to be the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or have these theories about the end of the world. The end of the world could be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight. It could be right in the middle of our broadcast. We don't know.
Mm.
So therefore, since you don't know, you really can't prepare for it. I mean, you can, according to our earthly ways. Because like if they say there's a storm coming, a hurricane, you go board up your windows and stuff. What happens to an earthquake? You can't prepare for that. You can't put no boards on the ground so the ground won't split. No. People so caught up into these theories, they spending money, big money, like $300,000, $400,000 on this stuff. Mm. So ladies and gentlemen, you have to wake up. And while we're talking about this, let me give you some trivia, a Bible fact for today.
Okay.
And it's why is the Bible called the Bible? Our word Bible comes from the Greek word Biblos, which was the name of the city in Phoenicia that produced papyrus. Okay. The early form of paper from the Greeks. The word Biblia was then coined to describe little books, and since the scriptures are essentially that, a collection of little books, the word Bible was described them. We're going to come back to that topic. We have a caller online, on the line, okay, ladies and gentlemen. Caller. Hold on 1 second here. It's not registering. Caller left. I don't know what just happened. But hopefully our caller will call back because that's going to be somebody very important that we're going to be talking to here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be dialing here back here shortly. But that's where the word Bible come from. So essentially, you know, they described it because it's a bunch of little books. So that's where the word comes from, the Bible.
So I don't know. I will remember that. I appreciate that fact, as a matter of fact.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be bringing you a whole lot more of these facts. As a matter of fact, while we're waiting for this caller to call back in, I don't know why it didn't do what it, you know, was supposed to do. Because it's a man-made machine. It's man-made. It's just falling apart. Please don't work right. But we're going to talk about the most, what we were just talking about. It is the most commonly used word originated in the Bible, and which is Armageddon, meaning apocalyptic battle, which is, okay, hold on, before I can, oh, am I calling back? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, hold on 1 second, see if we can get them this time here. Caller, you're on the air of the Covenant Cafe, your host Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lays.
Are you there? Caller? Okay, now I got to do the number. Call the 770-905-0443. Are you there? See? I got to quote that word.
And say your social security when you come on so we can get that identity.
Okay, caller, you are on the air, the Covenant Cafe. I'm not sure what's happening, ladies and gentlemen, but the devil is a liar. Devil. You get a boo for not let my caller get through here. I don't know what's going on, but hopefully they will call back in a couple of minutes here. So, but the definition of Armageddon is just the final conflict between heaven and hell, and the. It's a mountain, which is called Armageddon, the mountain of Armageddon, and this is where many of the battles were fought in the Old Testament. So that's where, you know, that final conflict is supposed to go down. It's going to be happening, and you can't get a silo. You can't get that. You can't buy a house proof Armageddon type house. You can't do it. So you best prepare your heart, get your mind right, get your soul right, because those times, whenever it occurs, you are prepared for that moment. But while we wait for this caller to call back in, we're actually going to go into a song by Dietrich Haddon. Well done. And we're, hopefully we can get our caller to call back in, and we'll go right into that interview. So here it is, Dietrich Haddon, Well Done, here on the Covenant Cafe, where the devil do not have a place.
Get to heaven. I just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross that river.
My Lord,
I want to be free from sin. Oh, life is over. Just wanna have eternal life.
love that song. Powerful.
Definitely. Now, well done, and we're going to get into some sports. But some teams that they won, so I guess I can say well done, huh?
Nah.
So the teams for this preseason week, Cincinnati beat Atlanta 24-19. Cleveland over Green Bay 35-10. Tennessee over Tampa Bay, a whopping 30-7. So Detroit Lions 27-12 over Baltimore. Great job. Carolina 23, Miami 17, Minnesota over Buffalo 36-14, Jacksonville over New Orleans 27-24, Arizona 31 over Oakland 27. Wow. Oh man, the New York Giants over the New York Jets 26-3. Chicago 33 over Washington 31. Houston 20-9 San Francisco. So sorry, San Francisco. They lost. They got beat bad. St. Louis over Kansas City 31-17. Seattle over Denver 30-10. San Diego over Dallas 28-20. And Pittsburgh right now is beating the Indianapolis Colts 14-7, but it is just the second quarter and 7 minutes left in that quarter. And later on, Philly plays New England. That's on Monday. So, ladies and gentlemen, if your team won, we may say this. Yes. And if your team lost, and if your team was close, and they were right at the door, and you thought you heard this, that win wasn't allowed for you to come in, so sorry. Sorry.
Not nice.
That's not nice. But, ladies and gentlemen, that was your sports, your NFL sports for the week. But I'm going to let you know, so this is preseason.
Yes.
So every team has been losing. No fret. Don't fret. My team, we caught a win. But, hey, I'm not bragging. because it is preseason. So, you know,
right.
A lot of people are still kind of working out the kinks of you know, working together for the first time, rookies and stuff. You know, like RG3 and Andrew Luck, they're out there trying to lead their team and show what's going on. We do have a caller on the line. Let's see what's going on. Caller. Caller, you are on the air, the Covenant Cafe. Caller. I'm not understanding what's going on here. Caller, you're on the air.
Is he muted?
I'm not sure what's going on with my caller's call. I'm not sure what's going on with my caller system. I don't know what was happening here. But my caller will call back. Callers usually call back. They usually give a couple of times before they give up. Usually, you know what I mean? But, like I was saying, so if your team is not doing so well right now, like I said, it's preseason, it's okay. If, you know, if they're struggling, but what counts as the regular season. Because you know what? I'm going to another song, and this one is Everything's Gonna Be All Right. But guess who?
Who?
Al Green. Everything's gonna be all right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. You know what?
That
song is so, you know what? I would play that song right back, but we don't have enough time to play it back.
We don't. But definitely, that's a, I don't know why I never heard, why no one ever put me on that song before. That was needed. I would have been vibing to that song, no lie.
This one, For Your Time, I guess.
Listen here, though. You talking to a young man who grew up listening by will, like my own will, to the Temptation. So
yeah.
I don't really want to hear that before my time. Because I've been on old school before you knew what old school was, sir.
Yeah. But that song is so appropriate. You know what? I'm definitely have to keep that on our rotation because, you know what I'm going to do? What we're going to do is this. We're going to break our once again, we haven't been following our little program list today. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, because that song is so appropriate to what we are talking about, everything's going to be all right. You know, you know what we're going to do is this. Lace, what you're going to do is give us our word for the week. And what we're going to do is we're going to close out with this outrage song. So, yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. okay. No, seriously. Before I even go into that, I want to share something with all our listeners out there. GM is recalling SUVs for fire hazard. General Motors is recalling nearly 250,000 utility vehicles because of an electrical problem that can cause fires. The recall pertains from the 2006 and 2007 Chevrolet Trailblazer, the GMC Envoys, the Buick Rainers, the Sabab 97, and I can't pronounce this correctly, Isuzu Ascenders. They're sold primarily in the northern states, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administrator. So basically, I just want y'all to be aware that if you're driving a SUV, GM vehicle, that there is a recall and maybe your vehicle might fall into that line. These are the cities that are the places that they're sold in: Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and the District of Columbia.
Wow.
So you guys, be alert. Be alert.
You know, that was a good look. Sorry to put you on the spot right there because they didn't know about that. Because
definitely do.
A lot of children, and some people can definitely get hurt not knowing that information.
Right.
That's definitely a good look. So, guys, you guys listen up. You know, you listen to that. Make sure you jot that information down. And if you miss it, you can always replay our show and take your time and go according to what the information that was provided there. Because if your car has a recall, it's very important to go ahead and take care of that because they're recalling it for a reason. So.
Right. Definitely. So, okay, going into the word, it's so funny. Like, mind you, I always tell y'all this because I'm so serious. We don't rehearse the show. We don't plan out what scriptures we're going to use and what messages are we going to display through everything. But for some reason, glory to God, it always lines up. And I didn't realize that we were going to be talking. So when the Lord gave me the scripture, this is way before we even decided, you know, we're going to talk about the doomsday and all this, way before all of that. So this is so powerful because now I look down on him like, wow, God, you're so good to us. The scripture that, you know, we're closing out with tonight, it comes from Proverbs 3:25-26, which says, "Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught." And so what I really want to close out with after reading that is Psalms 156, which says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. So just saying with all that coming together, like, why we don't need to be worried about this sudden terror, all these scares, all the stuff that the world, the wicked, everybody that's scared is trying to scare us and threaten us with. We don't have to worry about that, for the Lord is our confidence, and he will keep us from being caught. So since we still have breath in our bodies, we need to praise the Lord. We don't need to be building this and trying to hide from this and figuring this and that. We need to praise the Lord because he will give us plans and he will give us the guidance and the wisdom, the understanding and the knowledge. He will show us the way. Mm-hmm. But let's let our praise begin that as we walk, as we let our faith and we put actions behind that. Let's praise the Lord.
You know what?
That's amazing.
Mm. That's awesome because you have to, whether you going through hard times, let me start doing it. Whether you're going through good times first, because when people go through good times, they don't praise God. They're just like, all right, everything's going good. But they're like, thank you, Jesus, for helping me out of this situation. Sometimes you have to say, thank you, Jesus, for putting me in a situation to show me who is the head of my life.
Amen. Yeah.
I need to get down on my knees and pray to. You know, praise him for the good times as well, you know. But also praise him for the times that you are going through the trials and tribulations, because that only going to make you stronger.
Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on that note, you guys, I really appreciate you guys calling in and listening in and being patient with us. Because there's a lot of things that happened today. I don't know what was going on, but however, one of our interviews didn't get to go through. But however, we will contact that person. We'll let you know when that person will be back on the air.
Definitely.
So we just got, you know, like I said, there was a lot of things going on, but however, the devil is a liar. The devil does not have a place here on our show. So we definitely thank you guys for taking your time and listening. And please pass our link on so people can listen to this while during the week, because it may be of some help to them in their lives. And, you know, like I said, entertainment is always good, and it's always good and having entertainment with a message. So, signing off, your host, Lamont Ferguson.
And? I wait till you say and. Poetic Lace.
Oh, I don't know. I got caught on and. I don't know how. And here on Covenant Cafe, we will see you guys next Sunday with more fun, more facts, more sports, more issues, more of everything. You guys stay blessed. And we're going to close out with Everything's Going to Be All Right. By no one other than Al Green.
Let's go.
All those